From WNYC New York Public Radio, I'm Leonard Lopate. This is just one segment of the Leonard Lopate Show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Many city dwellers hate pigeons. They call them rats with wings. But pigeons are probably smarter than most people give them credit for. With me now is Dr. Robert Cook, a researcher at Tufts University who's done a lot of research on pigeons' mental abilities, including their visual memories. And Dr. Cook, it's my pleasure to welcome you to my show. Hello.
Hello there.
How much can pigeons remember?
Well, in our experiments, we estimate they can remember up to 1,000 different pictures. This is much more than anybody had actually expected or had demonstrated before.
How did you even come to think of this as a research problem? Were you testing other kinds of memories beside visual memories?
Well, we decided visual memories were the best to study in pigeons, partly because they're highly visual animals. But the larger question that we were trying to address is, you know, just how much information can a brain store? Humans can remember a great deal of information, remember a whole lifespan of events that happened to us and language, but it's very hard to test humans for a very long period of time. So pigeons were a sort of a natural animal to try and see, you know, what were the limits of memory and so on.
And
that's sort of what initiated the project.
And you said that you found out that they could remember about 1,000 images or 1,200 images. Which means that's the limit for pigeons?
It certainly looks like it's the limit for pigeons for that particular paradigm. We also tested some baboons as well, and they could remember up to 5,000 different pictures, and we're still testing them, and it looks like, you know, their upper limit may be well into the tens of thousands.
But, of course, baboons are mammals and they're primates.
Yep.
Pigeons are birds, and we talk about birds as being stupid, bird brains. Obviously, they're smarter than we thought. Are pigeons smarter than other birds?
Pigeons are probably your average bird. The corvids look like they're particularly clever animals, animals like blue jays and crows. They seem to be able to do some remarkable things that I don't think my pigeons can do. So I think they're sort of probably in the middle.
And do the pigeons apply this memory to anything? Is it the reason that they can travel far distances and then return to the first place?
Well, it certainly probably is involved with their ability to find things near home. As they get further away from what they're familiar with, they rely on other things like their magnetic senses and so on, and perhaps even smells. But once they get close to home and they get to an area that's familiar to them, they probably rely on their visual memory a lot to get them back to the loft.
What kind of images were you giving the pigeons to look at?
Oh, they were sort of your average travel slide. So there are pictures of landscapes, trees, cars, buildings, kids' toys, anything we could get a picture of off the internet.
And then how did you know that they remembered them?
Oh, well, what we do is we have a session, and the session sort of has two parts. There's one part where we train them up to know what the image is. And so we show them the image, and they have to learn to go either right or to go left to tell us that they know that. And when they make the appropriate response, we give them some food. And then the thing that is important is that by going right or going left, that's arbitrarily assigned. We just pick that at random for a particular picture. And then so they only have to learn, when I see this picture, oh, this is one I have to go right for. And they'll get food for that. And then after we train them to do that, we can then wait, you know, months or longer, and then we can re-show them that picture. And if they remember the picture and they remember the response, they'll do the right thing and get food.
And do we know that they remember for a long time, or is this something that gets replaced by the next memory?
Well, that's an interesting question. It does look like some of the memories get replaced as time goes on, but it looks like a good portion of the images might be retained for 12 months up to 18 months. So they have a prodigious memory that lasts a long time.
So what does this research finally reveal? What's the value of it?
Well, I think there are two possible implications for it. First of all, it's probably the first research that's demonstrated that having a brain of any size has some kind of limit. In this case, probably for the pigeon, because it has a small brain, we can reveal that, in fact, brains can't continually learn forever. There's probably some limit. There are probably even limits for humans. I think the other possible application of this is that it might help us to study those degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, where, you know, cognitive functions and memories begin to decline with age. And so, you know, being able to study that in an animal preparation might allow us to study treatments and so on if we understood their long-term memory system and how it's similar to ours.
We will be doing a more extended look at pigeons later in this month. There's a new book about pigeons, which reveals some really interesting things. Pigeons turn out to be a lot more interesting than anybody thought. And would you say they're not really rats with wings?
Oh, no. I have a great deal of respect for pigeons. They do well in cities because pigeons were originally cliff-dwelling birds, and so human cities make a very natural habitat for them, which is why they're so successful in them.
So thank you so much for talking with us today.
I've
developed new respect for pigeons. And one more thing. Are these the same pigeons that the French eat under the name pigeon?
Yes. Yeah, squab, when you eat squab, you're eating young pigeon, unfortunately.
You say unfortunately.
Well, you know, I have a fondness for them.
Thank you so much for talking with us. Dr. Robert Cook is a researcher at Tufts University, and he has discovered that pigeons remember an awful lot. Thanks for listening to the Leonard Lopate Show from WNYC, New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.